A new report shows the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, improves health and reduces costs across Kentucky. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. The report from the left-leaning Kentucky Center for Economic Policy shows more than 500,000 Kentuckians get help buying groceries through SNAP. Kentucky has the 8th highest rate of food insecurity in the nation. KSEP says a growing body of research connects food insecurity to a higher rate of diabetes, chronic illnesses, and other negative health outcomes. For kids, food insecurity is related to anemia, asthma, and behavioral issues. KSEP policy analyst Dustin Pugel says the money used in SNAP also helps support the state's economy.
For every dollar invested in SNAP, $1.50 is generated in the broader economy, and in hard times, that can be much higher.
Pugel says Kentucky's economy suffers under the weight of food insecurity. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that Kentucky spent more than $850 million on food insecurity-related health care in 2016. KSEP recommends lifting the state-level ban on SNAP participation for Kentuckians who have served their jail time for a drug-related felony. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.